Now, a yearly event that happens in the Harrogate calendar, it's a good one. It's the Harrogate Comedy Festival. And here to talk to us about it, I have Rachel Aughty. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm ready for a laugh or two. So the Harrogate Comedy Festival is well timed. Just remind us when it is.
Yep, it's always in the autumn, so it's the 2nd to the 14th of October this year.
And what's coming up this year? What normally happens and what extra have you got coming?
Well, this is the 9th comedy festival now.
It's going for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's built up a really, really good reputation. We've got a really nice engaged audience that come back every year and come to sort of multiple shows. So when we're looking at our data, there's people that come to like 5-6 shows across the couple of weeks, and it's a great event. We've got big names, we've also got sort of Edinburgh previews, we've got some quirky stuff as well.
And you say that a lot of people come back and they sort of do multiple shows. That must mean that they've got the comedy festival bug.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what's really nice about it being a comedy festival rather than just having, you know, the usual comedy that we have on stage at the theatre all year round. It just condenses it into those few days and it creates a real buzz in the town, I think.
And where does it happen? Is it in multiple venues or is it a one?
Yeah, so it's across 4 performance spaces is what we call it, because we've actually got 2 spaces in the theatre itself. We've got the main house and we've got the studio theatre, which is the 60-seater, really nice, intimate space for the smaller gigs. And then we've got the Royal Hall, and we've got one show this year, I believe, at the Harrogate Convention Centre.
Okay. Do some name dropping, Rachel. Who have we got coming for 2017?
So we've got Greg Davis is the man at the convention centre this year. There's 2 dates for him. There aren't many tickets available for that one already because he's been on sale a while.
Comedy attracts young, beautiful people. So you come out and you see really attractive, beautiful people and you feel like a fraud when you look like this, which is why I was so relieved when I came out tonight. Saw such a sea of ruined middle-aged losers.
We've got Jason Manford coming to the theatre.
This product is called Original Source Mint and Tea Tree Shower Gel. Have you used this stuff? It's the coldest thing you'll ever put on your body in your life.
We've got Stuart Lee.
I think the problem I have as a kind of frustrated, bitter, politically correct, middle-aged liberal is I can't work out which one of the 3 Top Gear presenters to despise the most. Really.
We've got Simon Amstel.
I caught myself a few weeks ago clutching my cat to my chest, saying, "We're all right, aren't we?"
Jimmy Carr.
She's so fat, when she fell down the stairs, I thought EastEnders had finished. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow. Paul Chowdhury.
That Ebola, what happened to Ebola? Just disappeared. Because as soon as a white guy caught it, they found a cure.
The list goes on and on.
That is a decent list of names, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that would be, I presume, fairly sort of, I don't want to call comedy standard, but it's a stand-up sort of perform to the audience, you sit and you enjoy it and you have a laugh.
Yes.
You've got some other slightly more different elements to it as well.
Yeah, we do try and kind of show the full kind of diverse range of comedy. Obviously, the stand-up's brilliant. We've got some great names there. We do try and mix it up a little bit. We've got Paul Zerdin coming this year, who is the America's Got Talent winner from 2015. He's a ventriloquist.
Oh, I think I've seen some clips of him.
So that should be a good one and just a little bit different. We also have a big weekend on the 7th and 8th of October, the middle weekend basically, where we basically run events through the weekend, and we have a Hyena Lounge comedy club for kids that weekend. Mm-hmm. So that's great, one for the small ones as well.
They don't have to stay with the babysitter that day.
No, absolutely. And we have live music in the circle bar, and we just kind of opened the building, and we've got some stand-up shows that weekend as well, and we've got a bit of stand-up poetry this year as well. It's Invitation to Artificial Ineloquence, and it's
great
stand-up
title.
Poet Dan Simpson, that one, so it's going to be again a little bit different, and there's a few others on there as well that aren't your traditional stand-up.
So how quickly do these things sell out? If somebody's thinking, oh yeah, I might be interested in that, is that something that they can sort of lead right up to in October, or is it something they need to get ahead of the game and book some tickets for?
I think, I mean, some of these shows have been on sale for a little bit and are already selling really well. So I wouldn't, if there's something you want to see, I'd grab tickets now because we can't guarantee availability closer to the time.
How do they do that?
Yeah, it's all online at harrogatetheatre.co.uk. You'll see it on there. There's a Harrogate Comedy Festival page.
And the dates are?
The 2nd to the 14th of October.
Fantastic. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bring on the Harrogate Comedy Festival 2017.
Indeed.